Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Stand up for your country. You know, few Americans are happy with what's going on here in the USA. All the polls show that. I guess there's 20-25% who are delirious and think things are going great. I don't really, maybe that's the Taylor Swift contingent. I don't know. But the regular folks, and I talk to plenty of them, are all disenchanted. And the reason is politics. It just comes right down to that. So we have a very weak president. And if you want to think Joe Biden is not weak, you're perfectly entitled to think that. But the facts belie that this man has screwed it up so badly that another 4 years, it'd be catastrophic for the country. So that you start there. All right, his policies of open border, of putting regulations on the economy that drive inflation up. Oh, no, inflation's coming down. It's not. Go to the grocery store, okay? You're paying $20,000, I believe, the average family, more a year than you paid under Trump for essentials. I mean, look at your insurance bill. And then on the Republican side, it's just chaos after chaos after chaos after chaos in that party. And I'm not even talking about Donald Trump, who I've told you many times, not even a Republican, he's a populist. But the Republican Party, there's no cohesiveness to it, all right? The messaging is all over the place. And that's why Biden gets away with a lot of stuff, because the Republicans don't have a problem-solving agenda outside of Donald Trump, who's a generalist, and the media just hammers him every single day, so it's hard to even get his message out. So let's take an honest look at where we stand now vis-a-vis the presidential election of November of this year. That's the Talking Points memo. Now, this is an honest assessment. So turn off the TV or the radio right now if you do not want an honest assessment, because a lot of our countrymen don't. Countrymen and women. They don't want it, but here it is. So Donald Trump is leading Biden in the national polls by about a point. A new poll today from the Wall Street Journal has Trump up by 3. All right, that's in the margin of error. So it is very tight. Trump should be up by 20 if you are just gauging his performance in 4 years to Biden's in 3.5 years. Trump should be up 20 points. Wall Street Journal poll out today in the swing states, and this is a fair poll. It's evenly divided among Republicans, Democrats, and others. It has Trump up by 3 general, as I said. In Arizona, Trump is up by 5, 47-42. I believe Trump will win Arizona. Georgia, the Wall Street Journal poll has Trump up by 1. I do not believe that result. I don't believe it. Okay, I think Trump will win Georgia easily because of the Lake and Riley case. Michigan, the poll has Trump up by 3. That's a dicey 3 right there. North Carolina, I believe Trump will win it. Polls have him up by 6. Nevada, Trump is up by 4. I think Trump will win Nevada because of the economy. Pennsylvania, Wall Street Journal has Trump up by 3. I do not believe that. I believe Pennsylvania will vote for Biden because the Philadelphia voting situation has not been fixed. And that is the overwhelming population center in Pennsylvania. It is dubious, to say the least. And finally, Wisconsin is a tie. Wisconsin, go. You don't know what's going to happen. You just can't tell. All right. So now Trump gets into a situation that will hurt him at least temporarily, and that is the Stormy Daniels trial. We talked about it yesterday. I hope you saw the No Spin News yesterday. We had very in-depth coverage of what Trump is facing in New York City, criminal charges that he manipulated his books to pay off Stormy Daniels. If you didn't see it and you are a premium member of BillO'Reilly.com, you get a transcript of it anytime you want. We have segments posted as well. So just go to the website. All right, April 15th, Trump trundles into New York City. He's got to sit there for as long as that criminal trial goes, 4 days a week. I can't see it going more than 2 weeks myself. Some people say 4, 6 weeks. I can't see it. All right. The key witness is a woman named Hope Hicks, who was an advisor and a friend to Donald Trump. She's testifying for the prosecution, but God knows what she's going to say. It can't be hearsay in a criminal trial. I mean, just can't. So I don't know what Hicks knows. I don't know what she's going to say. But anyway, it's going to be nasty, and the media every single day will slam Trump, guilty, 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 because the media has already convicted Trump of everything. They don't care whether he's guilty or innocent. They don't care that Ms. Daniels, some say, practiced extortion to even get this thing where it is. The media is never going to report that. So every day that Trump is in that courtroom, it's going to be slam, 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 and that will affect some independent women. Most people, they know this is bogus, all right? And they don't even care what Trump did with Stormy Daniels or didn't do, all right? They don't care. But it'll have a little effect on that niche vote of independent women. Now, Trump's lucky because this is going to get out of the way before May. And by November, people don't even remember it. Okay, so that's where we are. Now, the money is rolling in to Joe Biden from the progressives, Hollywood, all these people. He's got about $190 million, all right? And he needs it because Biden will not be able to campaign much, all right? He's going to have to stay in the White House. He can't go out and be confronted by local reporters or any reporters. He's incapable of that. So it's going to be TV ad, TV ad, TV ad, TV ad. And he's got to raise an enormous amount of money to buy the television ads, which have already started. The Republicans will raise money, too. So it's not going to be that big a deficit. Abortion will be Biden's main theme. Not the economy, not the border, not Israel, not Ukraine. Abortion. Okay, that's what it's going to be. And on the other side, Republicans better start supporting military aid to Ukraine. And just for this one reason, I'm going on News Nation tonight. I've got to wise up Cuomo at 8 o'clock. Look, if Trump wins the election, it's going to be a lot easier for him to make a deal with Putin if Putin is still getting hammered. If Putin's winning, it's going to be much more difficult for Trump to stop that. If Putin's in pain, Trump will probably be able to come to some kind of a stoppage of this. So the Republicans have got to get that military aid over there for their own self-interest and the interest, of course, of the country. But a lot of Republicans can't figure that out. All right? They're not the brightest bulbs, some of these people. I think, I hate to say this, but I think the Democrats, by and large, are smarter than the Republicans at this point in history. Okay, so that's where we are, 7 months out to the vote. Both Biden and Trump are selling the same thing. Doom. Roll the tape.
Because if we don't win on November 5th, I think our country is going to cease to exist. It could be the last election we ever have. I actually mean that. We don't win. I think this could be the last election we ever have. That's where our country is going.
America, as we begin this election year, we must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot. Yes, we'll be voting on many issues. On the freedom to vote. And have your vote counted.
Well, it'll be counted in Philadelphia, all right, maybe 6-7 times. Sorry to be cynical, but I know what's going on there. Okay, so both candidates are selling doom. Vote for me, the country goes down a drain. There you go. Something will happen. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but something's going to happen to clarify this election. In our whole history, this is... Ever we're at this cross point, something happens. That's the memo. All right, Biden's scheduled today. He gives a little bit of speech about lowering health care costs. Okay. He didn't write the speech. He delivered it. That's all he did all day.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. RFK Jr., he'll be 12% of the vote in November. That's my prediction. He gets 12%. It's not going to be on all the ballots. It's hard. But anyway, Tulsi Gabbard, the former Hawaii congresswoman, says that she was offered the VP slot by RFK and turned it down. Why did she turn it down? Because she wants to be VP under Trump. And that's why. And she got a shot. The problem with Ms. Gabbard is she's an isolationist. And for reasons I just told you, that's tough. Trump's not an isolationist. All right. Trump thinks he can make deals abroad that help America, and he made some good ones. Gabbard doesn't want anything to do with any foreign conflicts. But, you know, these politicians, they change fairly quickly. Chuck Schumer. So Schumer is emerging as the point man for the progressive cause, the far left, not the Democratic Party. Schumer is a far left guy, but he's Biden's best friend. Keep that in mind. So Joe Biden's best friend right now in this world is Senator Chuck Schumer of New York. And we all know that New York State has collapsed in the criminal justice area. We can give you 100 examples. I spent an enormous amount of time on the murder of Detective Diller, all right? I don't want to go over that again. But now there's a case in the Bronx where this migrant drug gang was arrested. The people are being terrorized by these illegal aliens, and they didn't even hold them. They let them right back out. They had guns, they had heroin, they had everything. Wouldn't hold them. Collapse. And in New York City and other cities, Buffalo, Rochester, the shoplifting is out of control. And none of these people are prosecuted. I'm overstating by just a smidgen. All right, so now Schumer steps up and said, you know, it's not the state of New York, it's the feds that have got to do this. Go.
So we need to stop these crime organizations in their tracks by holding the people at the top accountable. So that's why I'm launching my push on the federal government to take all measures available and now for the first time to use RICO, the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act, to investigate and prosecute organized retail theft rings.
All right, so he doesn't want to prosecute the shoplifters themselves, Schumer. No, he wants to do the top. Now, there is our organizations that take from the drug addicts who steal in the stores. They sell to these organizations, and they do cross state lines. But Schumer is pettifogging the real issue that in New York State, his state, you can walk into a Walgreens, steal whatever you want, and you're not going to get punished. That's the issue. But no, no, no. Schumer's got a tough guy. We'll get the feds involved. And they're not going to do anything. Exactly the same thing at the border bill. Exactly the same thing. So Biden opened the border, doesn't want to close it, doesn't do anything. They come up with this bill that says, oh, yeah, let's pass this bill and it'll help. It won't help. I read the bill. It doesn't stop the carnage down there on the southern border. And it's massive expenditures for nothing. It doesn't solve the problem. But Schumer, no, 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 now the Republicans wouldn't vote. I wouldn't vote for that. And I'm not a party guy. I wouldn't vote for that bill. It's a total charade. And that's what Chucky does now. Throws this stuff out, this propaganda. Interesting, very interesting. All right, let's go to the corrupt media. So you will remember that on July 9th, 2018, President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Okay, you remember that, right? 3 weeks later, a woman named Christine Blasey Ford wrote a letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein of California saying that Kavanaugh had molested her, attacked her, done something when they were teenagers. Okay, 2 months after that, the story broke. All right, and Ford ran around saying Kavanaugh did X, Y, and Z to me, and he shouldn't be confirmed. Okay, now I followed that story very closely, and you heard about it. And the thing I couldn't understand about the story was she didn't know when it happened, Blasey Ford. People at the parties that she was referring to said, no, it didn't happen. Didn't know who drove her home. Didn't know anything. It's like, what's her name in New York testifying against Trump? She didn't even know what year it happened. Okay, when I see that, I get a little, I don't know about this. All right? And there was nobody corroborating Blasey Ford's story. Her girlfriends didn't corroborate. Nobody corroborated. Okay. So she writes a book, and it's out now, Blasey Ford. It's a bomb. It's a book's a bomb. All right? It's on Amazon Kindle, it's rated 9,000. On Barnes & Noble, it's 7,000. Nobody's buying a stupid book because nobody believes her. The other thing is that Blasey Ford is a abortion zealot. Loves abortion. And I'm going, so I'm putting all the thing together and I was extremely skeptical. Now, one of the people named in this, oh, by the way, Blasey Ford appeared on CBS Sunday Morning, all cupcake interviews, The View, NPR, all of that. Cupcake, cupcake, cupcake. She didn't get the massive nighttime exposure I thought she might get, but, you know, it's still time. But her book, nobody's buying it. Good. One of the names mentioned in this whole thing was Mark Judge, who was a friend of Brett Kavanaugh. So I wanted to talk to him, but Mr. Judge is a very cautious man. He should be. He went through a lot when this broke. So instead of putting him on television, we've got him on a telephone from his home state. I'm not even going to tell you where he is. He's a journalist. As I say, he knew Brett Kavanaugh. He got pulled into this as somebody who did something. I don't quite know. Judge wrote a book called The Devil's Triangle, Mark Judge versus the New American Stasi. Stasi is the West, is the East German secret police when they were communists. Mark, you on the phone? You hear me okay?
I hear you, Bill. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. All right. So when Blasey Ford put her book out, I'm sure you haven't read it. I haven't read it. I mean, I know what her rap is. How would you describe that woman?
I'm not sure how I would describe her. I tend to stick to the facts, being a journalist. And a lawyer friend of mine who stayed up all night reading her book had a very interesting takeaway. He called me the next day. He said, Mark, I stayed up all night reading this thing. You are only quoted via official government transcripts and congressional records, which is quite telling because it means that they don't want to get sued. Now, the second thing is that my book, The Devil's Triangle, came out 2 years ago. I cite chapter and verse of little and big things I found that were mysterious and concerning. I'll give you one. In her letter to Feinstein, saying that I was a witness to Brett Kavanaugh attacking her, I am referred to as Mark G. Judge. That's an old journalism byline I used when I was younger. Nobody calls me Mark G. Judge anymore. It indicated to me that maybe they were researching me, that maybe this wasn't an organic thing. The day after Brett was nominated, she was meeting with Emma Brown, the reporter at the Washington Post who ultimately broke the story. The next day, Emma Brown emails me a very innocent, innocuous email. Hey, I'm doing a story about Georgetown Prep and you and Brett Kavanaugh. Nothing about Blasey Ford. Number three, I'll be quick. This is the last thing I'll say on this. Number three, Leland Kaiser, Blasey Ford's friend, who denied the whole thing, who Blasey Ford said was at this party and who, like me, was traumatized by this thing, was interviewed by Emma Brown of the Washington Post in Leland Kaiser's house the week before the Blasey story broke. Emma Brown at the Washington Post left Leland Kaiser out of her story. I have an email from Emma Brown saying, do you know Leland Kaiser? You know, and this is before the story broke. And to keep it simple, I don't want to confuse people, but then the story breaks and Leland Kaiser is not in this earth-shattering story. And for 2 years, I've been asking, okay, why did you call me Mark G. Judge? I have evidence that indicates you were using an OPPO researcher on me all summer. Why was Leland Kaiser left out of this story when she was denying the whole thing?
He wouldn't back up what Emma, what's her name, wanted. That's why.
Right.
That's what they all do.
Right.
Right. They weren't looking for the truth. I mean, come on. I mean, you know that. Everybody knows that. They're looking to convict Kavanaugh on whatever they convict him. This is the press. Now, what a disturbing aspect of the story is the FBI exonerated Kavanaugh. That they didn't find anything after their investigation. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But they never put
I talked to him for 3 hours.
All right. So you were involved with that. So, but they never put
out. I talked to the FBI for 3 hours.
They never put out a public report on it. And they should have. I would have liked to have seen. They could redact names if they wanted to. But how they arrived at their conclusion that Brett Kavanaugh was not guilty. I think the people deserve that. When the FBI talked to you, Mark, what did you tell them in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, I told them that I just have no recollection of this at all. I mean, I'm Catholic. I have a good conscience. I've been sober for 30 years. I said the Supreme Court is not important enough to me to lie about something like sexual assault. Hand to God standing before Jesus. Had I seen this, I simply would say so. The truth is so much easier just to say so. I simply don't recall this. That's what I told them. And here's an interesting point. They said this is either going to take 3 hours or 7 hours. And I thought, well, that's quite a disparity. And I later understood that if you're lying, it takes 7 hours because they got to keep drilling down on you. And if you're telling the truth, it's less time, which is 3 hours.
They believed your story. But when you say you don't recall it, any human being witnessing something like that would recall it, right?
I think they will. Well, do you know how I learned of this story? Ronan Farrow called me. I'm sitting at home taking care of my elderly mother in September 2018. I get a call from Ronan Farrow, and literally he says this. He says, "You're implicated in this letter about sexual misconduct." It was sexual misconduct at the time involving Brett Kavanaugh, who's been nominated. And I, hand to God, Bill, I said, "Well, who's the accuser?" He said, "I can't tell you that." I said, "Where did this allegedly take place?" He said, "I can't tell you that." I said, "When did this allegedly take place?" He said, "Sometime in the 1980s. I mean, that's why I refer to the Stasi. I mean, that's literally
happened. You were in high school. You were prep school guys. All right, final question, though. But my point of the matter is this. No matter if you're older than 10 years old, all right, if you're north of that, and you see some kind of horrific conflict in a physical way like that, you remember that. It's not like, well, I don't recall. I don't recall, you know, filling up my car with gas. But something like that stays with you. So I took, and you correct me if I'm wrong, your words to say it did not happen. Am I wrong to feel that way?
Bill, there's a couple things real quick. One, it's much more sinister than you understand. There was extortion and witness tampering and opposition research. It's all in my book, The Devil's Triangle. And number two, we grew up in a tight-knit Irish Catholic school community. If a boyfriend and girlfriend had an argument, it ricocheted gossip-wise around the community within hours. If somebody went to a party and this happened and couldn't remember anything, how they got there, how they got back, if something like this happened, everybody would have been talking about it. And Leland Kaiser, her friend who allegedly was there, would have known about it. Like, people in the community would have known about this.
Sure. And that's all obvious. So I'm going to take it again that you believe it did not happen with Brett Kavanaugh. Okay?
Yes. At this point, I believe it didn't happen. And
I don't know what other point there could be, Mark. You keep throwing in those words. Yeah. So I'm taking it that it didn't happen. But I'm going to give you 5 seconds to correct me if I'm wrong, because I always want to be honest.
No, I think it didn't happen, and I think it was an extortion plot, and I think it was a witness tampering plot, and I think they found me as a weak link, as a former drinker, and they tried to use me. I think that's what happened.
All right, Mark. We appreciate time very much. Thank you. Now, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle. I hate that word, but I'll use it. On the right in the media, Daily Caller is a right-wing website. So it puts out a story earlier that the White House had banned religious-themed Easter eggs in its roll, all right? The Daily Caller put that out. Well, and they blamed it on Biden. But that's not true. So this goes way, way back to a law, not a law, but a policy, way before the Biden administration. So we don't want to inject any Christianity into an Easter egg roll at the White House. Separation of church and state, I understand that. So the caller, they retracted. And here's what they said. The ban of religious symbolism on eggs as part of the White House Easter egg activities has been longstanding, dating back decades. And the Biden administration did not make any modifications to the rule. While the caller did not explicitly state at any point that the rule was new, this additional context rendered the main thrust of the article misleading to readers. Well, I'm glad the Daily Caller corrected itself, but not before the New York Post, Fox News, Daily Mail, Washington Examiner, Elon Musk, Donald Trump Jr., Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee all ran with the story. But you can't do things like this. You have to verify whether you're liberal, as most of the media is, or conservative. All right, Smart Life. So as you know, we have a concierge program on BillO'Reilly.com. And you have a problem, you get a direct email to me, and I try to help you solve the problem. A lot of the mail we're getting is in your hometown, wherever you may be. You hire people to paint your house, fix your car, to garden, to do your pool, whatever it may be. And then that person doesn't show up, steals your money, overcharges you, does a terrible job, and disappears. All right? So then they say, well, what do I do? What do I do? And the easiest way, and this ranges from $250 to $50,000. So you bring a contractor in to redo your home, it could be at $50,000, $60,000. So it ranges. You should go down to the small claims office in your county in person. All right? Find out where it is. Take a ride down. Look at the literature that they have. Talk to some people down there. Because if you get hosed, that is your first step. If you walk into a lawyer's office and you got $10,000 that the guy absconded with, didn't do the work, it's going to cost you $10K to hire the lawyer. The small claims is free. But you got to know what you're doing. Caveat, the small claims will not collect for you. You'll win your case if you have the documentation, and you'll get in writing that there's a judgment against so-and-so, but they don't go out and get the money. You have to do that. But it is so much easier to do that when you have a document from any court. And if it's a lot of money, you can go into your county sheriff and file a criminal complaint. Fraud, all kinds of laws on the books. And if you're outside of New York City or San Francisco, they'll enforce the law. Here, forget it. But the smart life tip of the day is know what your small claims court is doing, because chances are you're going to need it. Okay, I hope that helps. This day in history, April 3rd, 1996, the Unabomber captured at his cabin in Lincoln, Montana, 28 years ago. Ted Kaczynski, born in Chicago, brilliant mathematician, a PhD from the University of Michigan, taught at the University of California, Berkeley, won a scholarship to study math at Harvard at age 16. Okay? So the guy planted bombs. And the end result was he was sentenced to prison. He got 25 years. But was mitigated by he had emotional problems, which he did. So he goes to prison because his brother, David Kaczynski, told the FBI it was Ted who did it. Because his brother followed the case and said, you know what? My brother doing this. And Kaczynski was sentenced to four life terms. So he sent 16 mail bombs. Kaczynski did. He killed three people, injured 23 from 1978 to 1995. What a reign of terror that was. 78 to 95. All right. He died by suicide in prison, 81 years old. That is this day in history. Okay, mail segment and a final. No. Let's go to the word of the day. No patter, P-A-T-T-E-R. Simple word. Nobody knows what it means. You could be very smart. Say, look, let's knock off the patter, P-A-T-T-E-R. We also have the Self-Reliance coffee mugs. We'd like you to check those out. This is a limited edition, by the way. So when we're out, we're out. And then we're going to have another mug that with another saying. But these are really good. And if you order any of my books, okay? No, that's not right. If you become a premium member or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com, you get the mug free or any of my books, including Confronting the Presidents. Coming up now, we're steaming 5 months, right? Confronting the President. Won't charge you now. Get online. Get it first. We'll charge you when we ship the book to you. You'll love the book. All right, quick break. Right back with mail and final thought. Okay, so the final thought, the mail. Here it is. I got it. I got it out of order. Come on, O'Reilly, get it together here. I do everything here. See, better. All right, here is the mail. Peter McKay, Perkinston, Mississippi. Bill, I'm glad you were in attendance at the funeral for the murdered NYPD detective. I believe thousands of your listeners and viewers would have been there if possible. I feel you represent us all and your presence at this most somber occasion, and I wanted you to thank you that. I believe that everybody watching me, and I was on Hannity radio program talking about the collapse of the criminal justice system in America today, and he said, all of my listeners agree that this is totally out of control. I think the same way. I don't get any dissent on this. I get dissent on most other things, you know, in the mail, but not this. Dayton Robinson, Pueblo, Colorado. Democrats like the COVID pandemic because it provides a feeling of power and control. Not control, but power, you hit it. So the progressive left, the far left, not regular moderate Democrats, they want Washington to control everything. And a pandemic, the government orders you to do stuff. We all know that. So Democrats like that. That's what they want, an imposition of lifestyle from the federal government. That's what progressivism is all about. John Wittry, Waynesboro, Virginia. Hey, Bill, I may have missed it, but could you give us some O'Reilly insights on the chaos in Haiti? I feel bad for the good people there, but it's been going on a long time. I haven't covered the Haitian thing because I have dealt with Haiti before, and it has not changed, it's gotten worse. When you have a nation that has no leadership and no law enforcement, interestingly enough, no law enforcement, when it is corrupt from top to bottom, this is what you're going to have. Drug gangs now run Haiti. The government doesn't run it, army doesn't run it, police don't run it, the drug gangs run it. So that's it. That's my analysis. Now, this has been, Haiti's been chaos for what, 50 years, 100 years? The only people who ran the country so that it didn't completely fall into the ocean was the Tonton Macoute people, you know, the brutal fascists that killed all dissenters. Duvalier, Papa Doc, and Baby Doc. But otherwise, gone. And you can't, you just can't. We can't do anything in Haiti. You could send UN troops in. It was supposed to do that 6 months ago. They still haven't gotten there yet. Thanks, UN. Georgina Marty, Ocala, Florida. Bill, thank you for giving us the update on Holly. So glad she's coming around. The fact that she follows you all over the place is an act showing how grateful she is. I don't know if dogs and cats and goldfish can be grateful, but I don't know. You know, it's very interesting psychology to watch the pets. She knows something bad happened to her. She knows that she's safe now. That's what she knows as a dog. So she's following me around, which is fine with me. Janet, I regret not having pet insurance when my cat Monty was diagnosed with diabetes and pancreatitis. All right, so we gave you the pet insurance information yesterday. Again, go to BillO'Reilly.com. It's where everything is. Frank, thank you for highlighting the Cleveland Plain Dealer editorial. While many of their stories are behind a paywall, there are numerous examples of bias reporting, especially when injecting Trump into the story. Paper hates Donald Trump. Cleveland Plain Dealer. And I wanted to take the editor to task because that man showed a lot of ignorance, not about Donald Trump, but about history. Comparing Nazi Germany to America, that's insane. If you read Killing the SS, and I hope you all have, I mean, that'll tell you what Germany was. It's not, as bad as things are here, we're light years away from that. Sharon, concierge member, I appreciated what you had to say. For years, I followed you, and you always tell the truth. That's our mandate, Sharon. You know, it sounds trite. Sounds right. Oh, O'Reilly always tells the truth. We are dedicated not to making any mistakes or spinning anything. I mean, we are. And if you follow us, you know that. Okay, so I got that done. And now I got final thought, which is pretty amusing. It's a picture of me in college. You might want to see. We'll be right back with that. All right, here's the final thought of the day. I'm doing spring cleaning. This is true. Now, I will admit I have a housekeeper, had her for many years, and she does a great job, but I got to go through my own stuff. I've got T-shirts that are 30 years old, you know, because I remember buying them in Singapore or wherever I was, you know, and I don't want to throw them away. They're kind of keepsakes, right? You know, but I 30-year-old T-shirts and stuff. I do get rid of my sneakers. But I'm going through all of my old, I have a voluminous amount. You can imagine, I've been to 86 countries. I've covered every story, you know, and I've got all these mementos. But I also have pictures, and I'm finding pictures that I didn't even know existed. So I played college football. Some of you know that. I was a quarterback, and place kicker, and punter for Marist College up in Poughkeepsie, New York. And I found this picture. Look at that form, huh? Look at that form. There it is. Now, my senior year, I won the punting championship in my league. I was a better punter than place kicker, but I was an okay place kicker. But there is a picture I found. Look at the stand. It was packed. We used to get thousands of people at the games back then. Anyway, I found a lot of other really good pictures that I'll share with you, you know, in the upcoming week. Some really interesting parts of my life and where I've been and what I've done, things like that. And it's important. So my final thought is this. If you have a lot of clutter in your house, and I don't. I mean, my stuff is all segmented all over the place. I don't go in the basement. I'm afraid to get down in the basement. But if you have a lot of clutter, go through it because it's fun. And you'll find little treasures. You'll find stuff that you forgot about. You don't even know exists. And I learn from it, too. So I go back and I see, you know, what I did on a certain story, how I handled it, the people I talked to, particularly in a political area. So starting in the year 2000, 24 years ago, my God. You know, we covered all the conventions. We spoke to all the people. I have all of that lined up. I have, you know, everything that we did. And I'm going, wow, yeah, that happened there, that happened. So all of that is very positive. But the main thing is you find pictures of your life. I put them in albums, by the way. I've got like 10, 15 just albums. So when I leave the earth, when I depart, you know, my kids will have it and stuff like that. And I go, yeah, my father's kind of a, what did they say in that Anchorman with Will Ferrell? I'm kind of a big deal. I don't see myself that way. I'm a working class guy. But the work I did was pretty good. And so I'm kind of accumulating it. And I thought you'd like that picture. Okay, tomorrow we're going to have a special announcement on the No Spin News. We hope you tune in for that. And I'll be on, as I mentioned, Cuomo tonight at 8 o'clock on News Nation. We really appreciate those appearances. It brings a whole new audience to us on News Nation, which is doing, you know, they're coming up. They're the only network really coming up, News Network. The rest are in decline, and some of them severe decline. And I think they try over there at News Nation. I think they try to be, you know, at least give you a semblance of what both sides are thinking. All right. So thank you for watching us tonight. I'm Bill O'Reilly. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.